On the Rural Radio Network, I'm Chad Moyer. Let's review this past week's market activity. To do that, we'll visit with Heather Ramsey from the ARC Group in Lincoln. Well, Heather, end of the trading week, we had some reports and looking to weather for some market direction as well. We'll hit on those things here in just a moment. First of all, give us the numbers from yesterday. Where did we end yesterday compared to a week ago?
New crop corn on the December board, down about 27 cents week over week. New crop beans, up about 58 cents week over week, which is surprising, but thanks a lot to that acreage report. December 2017 corn's kind of been on everyone's radar lately. That was down 7.5 cents this week. And then if you go and you start looking all the way out even to next year's July Kansas City wheat 2017, down about 26 cents as well. All the nearby months showing some losses, except for on the beans this week.
All right. Well, let's hit on some of those USDA numbers. We'll check stocks in just a moment. First of all, the acreage numbers. You kind of took a look at what last year's final acreage numbers were compared to this year's plantings. What did you find, Heather?
Wheat acres planted this year actually down about 3.8 million versus last year's final planted acres on wheat. A lot of times we think that the decrease in wheat is what will then account for any increases in the other commodities, but in general, we've got a net gain for the entire three principal crops of about 3.5, 3.6 million acres. So we're seeing an increase to corn versus last year's planted acres of 6.1 million acres and an increase to beans versus last year's planted of 1.05 million acres. So these are some really big numbers. The thing about the bean number is it's actually still on the low end of what we've seen for bean planted acres here in the last few years. That core number, though, is extremely high given the last 3 to 4 years of planted acreage numbers for corn.
How about the stocks report? What did that have to say, and how can we kind of translate that into a potential carryout, Heather?
On the corn side, we're pretty much in line with where we were a year ago. I think that basically translates into a fairly neutral carryout position right now. You know, we're pretty much expecting the 16 and the 17 carryouts to look very similar at this point in time, given where we're at for stocks usage. It's going to be a little bit more than maybe this year just because of acreage numbers, but again, weather will play into that. On the bean side of things, if you look at where we were this year, June 1, versus last year, June 1, on stocks, we're actually showing about a 39% increase in stocks. Some of that, I think, is attributed to the fact that we've got so much late marketing going on this year. It's been really hard to get everything cleaned up. Everyone's wanted to hold on to things a lot longer than normal, specifically beans and corn. But with that said, we've actually got a little bit bigger carryout than maybe we expected this year. But if you look at next year with where the acreage pans out on beans at that 83.7 million, we're talking about a carryout for next year's beans somewhere between 100 and 260 million. That's really low compared to what we've kind of been expecting to see the carryout be for next year. It's also very low compared to this year's carryout ranges. You know, we're somewhere in that 260 to 300 million bushel carryout range on beans. So that's about half the size of what this year's carryout's looking at. So we've got a low carryout prediction. We do have increased stocks, but we've also had increased sales in the last few weeks. And then we've got low acreage numbers in comparison to the last few years. So there is definitely some factors out there that could align to see some premium into beans. We've also got weather that we really need to see. We really need to see this rain this weekend for beans to feel real comfortable in the field right now. So we've got some weather that's kind of up in the air, whether or not we'll see rain or not. How will that affect our crop? There's a lot of things out there on beans that one right change or one right, effect from each of these pieces of information could really move beans one direction or the other. It's just a very volatile situation for beans right now, I think.
All right. Last thing, as we move into the month of July here, we're looking beyond now the 4th of July holiday weekend. What are some of the things quickly that we should consider in our marketing plan?
Right now, you know, our seasonal average on beans is looking somewhere in that 1030s to 1040s. On the corn, we're somewhere in like the 390 range. So obviously our current market prices on corn are lower than where our average is. This is, can be really hard for guys to go ahead and pull the trigger and get things cleaned up. I think it's a good opportunity to buy kind of some really low-level protection. If you've got a lot of exposure still, go buy some puts. and at least protect yourself on the very far downside here. On the bean side of things, when we're seeing an average that's in the 1030s, 1040s, and we've still got a market that at close on Friday, we're in the 1137 area, we're still a buck above the average. So if you've got bean sales to continue to make, this is a huge opportunity to make some sales a buck above what the average has been so far this year. And, you know, we've preached this before, but 8 out of 10 years, the average does better than any one person can guess. So if you've got an opportunity to sell better than the average, probably looks like a pretty good idea if you've got some catch-up sales to make.
All right, very good. Thanks for the information. Have a good weekend, okay?
You too. Thanks, Chad.
All right, thank you. That's Heather Ramsey at the ARC Group in Lincoln. For more information, call toll-free at 866-574-2724. They're also online at agriskconsulting.net. On the Rural Radio Network, that's a market recap. Have a good weekend. Markets closed on Monday, and we'll talk to you again on Tuesday. And next week, I'm Chad Moyer reporting.